common on you.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Because here's the good news.
Hey.
Delightful Friday-filled edition of Not Necessarily the News. Ain't that right, ma'am?
Not necessarily the news.
Breaking it down.
Where we have already used up all of this month's free articles to bring you the following stories. We welcome all of those on our Hank Facebook Live. I'll work on the cameras because, you know, that's my job. That's coming up on the way. But also coming up are big changes. First of all, in adult news, the FBI announced the arrest of Brian Cole Jr., 30-year-old. He is the, back in 2021, the pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters, those were placed. It's been a mystery ever since.
Yeah.
Sleuthing and, well, as all those in the Justice Department are saying, just good old-fashioned police work. For about 4 years, have finally brought him in as the suspect. And now on the White House ballroom front.
Oh.
Yep. Trump fired the architect and hired a new one yesterday. Yes.
Full dose.
Yeah, it was all over the size and scope of the addition. Actually, the opposite of doging. He wants it even bigger, to which the previous architect said that's not possible. And he said... you're fired.
MAGA.
That's it.
That's
he got to. I wonder if he got to use his old line.
Oh,
you know, he's got a trademark. Either which way, I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about upcoming Tuesday with the Donald. I'll work on the cameras now.
Okay.
All right.
June 13th, 2026. Mark your calendar because that's the day we'll all be gathering for a very special occasion. That would be the wedding of one Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Now, 13 has always been a big number for the bride, but you may need to get that passport ready. Rumors are swirling that that whole grand affair at her Rhode Island mansion may not be a thing, and they're opting for a smaller, more private shindig, perhaps in the Caribbean. More where that could take place in just a moment, but Kim Cattrall beat her to the punch. The Sex and the City star tied the knot this week in London with her partner of 9 years. The lucky guy's name is Russell, and he works as an audio engineer. Maybe he's got time for freelance FaceTiming camera work.
There you
Russell,
go.
Russell, call us. We've got a gig. Congratulations.
Congratulations to one and all. Everybody's doing it seems. Hey. We almost got the camera. This has been going on all week in the courts there in, I believe, the Charlotte area, home of NASCAR. And it is the NASCAR antitrust case. And if this goes through, it could almost completely change the landscape of what we know for stock car racing and NASCAR. So this was Front Row Motorsports and 23XI, which is Michael Jordan's NASCAR team.
Ooh.
And what they're doing is suing NASCAR for basically being a monopoly on the whole thing and forcing some teams out, putting some teams in, etc., etc. Day number one, Denny Hamlin was on the witness stand. And he broke down in tears on this thing. This
oh, my gosh. I
could
know,
change
I keep seeing
a
Jordan
lot of
on the
things.
News. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, so, and you know what? NASCAR needs an overhaul. So maybe this would be the best thing. We'll keep an eye on that. Hey, we got cameras.
I'll hey.
That's what's important.
Jelly Roll turning 41 yesterday. So how did he celebrate? Well, there was no Tennessee whiskey or morning hangovers this time around. Big changes are here to stay.
It's my 41st birthday, y'all, and I'm not saying that because I want birthday presents. I'm saying that because I used to drink on my birthday. Now on my birthday, one of my best friends wakes me up and says, let's go for a run, baby. That's what God can do. If you didn't enjoy your birthday this year, you can change it by next birthday, baby. I promise you can.
Look at that inspirational fella.
But I'm just going to call it right now.
Yeah.
He wants presents. Everybody wants presents. Yeah. I don't care if you're Jelly Roll and have all the things.
We want
presents.
We don't for the wedding.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's like, you know, the present is your presence. I just made that up.
Jelly Roll, he's going all Mark Phillips on us right there.
Jelly Roll!
Look at that.
I've got a running
big
partner.
Big runner right there. I know. Does that mean Mark's going to end up with a face tattoo?
Are they out of their minds?
I mean, if he doesn't
have one already.
Super big congratulations to following Texans that we know and love and are good friends with here at the station. Michael Martin Murphy, the legendary Red Steagall, honored this past Tuesday night by the Academy of Western Artists with Lifetime Achievement Awards. Fantasticness. And then it was announced that he'll be part of the 2026 class to the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, which, of course, is right here in Cowtown. Our buddy Neil McCoy will be inducted. Yeah, so that'll take place coming up in March of next year, and we'll get Neil on. We got his cell phone number. Oh, also winning is Glenn Powell, Texan, you know, actor right now from Twister and whatnot. He is now official with dating Landman star Michelle Randolph. They've been at it for 2 months, evidently. And she's Billy Bob's daughter on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So reports are they are taking things slow, but really enjoying their company. That's how it starts. Go get them.
You know, the Caribbean, a very hot destination for tourists, perhaps a destination wedding. And one man named by the name of Stephen Dekoff is here for all of it. He's found a well-known island with a big history and turning it into a private luxury resort. Guests will enjoy a temple, fancy villas, an outdoor patio, fire pits, and it comes with a side of ick. That's because it was previously owned by someone by the name of Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay.
And
that's
he purchased
not
good. It
that's not
for
good
a $60
for yeah.
million. Dollars. I'm just going to leave that there.
And that's the only modifications he made to it?
I don't know. I saw stories this week about what he was writing on the chalkboard. And there's just, you know, I don't need,
you
I
know
need
that
to unsee something.
You know that scene in Apocalypse Now with the firebombing? Then maybe you can rebuild.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Maybe that's where the old White House ballroom architect went. Speaking of dignitaries, William and Kate will skip Christmas lunch with King Charles due to family tension.
Uh-oh.
And the fact that British food sucks. And we now have a color of the year for 2026.
Oh!
You know, they do this and it's Pantone, the color experts. They evidently are the ones tasked with this. And get ready for 2026. The color of the year is white.
What?
Well, it's actually called Cloud Dancer. Mm. But even Pantone admits it's a quote white neutral. So there you
go. As opposed to all those.
Get ready for the color of the year. White. What? 2027 is going to be just clear? Just giving up on
with you all the time.
Are they out of their minds?